The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Part 20. Book 3, Chapter 23, Four Things Which Bring Great Peace. The Voice of Christ. My child, I will teach you now the way of peace and true liberty. Seek, child, to do the will of others rather than your own. Always choose to have less rather than more. Look always for the last place, and seek to be beneath all others. Always wish and pray that the will of God be fully carried out in you. Behold, such will enter into the realm of peace and rest. The Disciple. O Lord, this brief discourse of yours contains much perfection. It is short in words, but full of meaning and abounding in fruit. Certainly, if I could only keep it faithfully, I should not be so easily disturbed. For as often as I find myself troubled and dejected, I find that I have departed from this teaching. But you, who can do all things, and who always love what is for my soul's welfare, give me increase of grace, that I may keep your words and accomplish my salvation. A Prayer Against Bad Thoughts. O Lord my God, be not far from me. O my God, hasten to help me, for varied thoughts and great fears have risen up within me, afflicting my soul. How shall I escape them unharmed? How shall I dispel them? I will go before you, says the Lord, and will humble the great ones of earth. I will open the doors of the prison, and will reveal to you hidden secrets. Do as you say, Lord, and let all evil thoughts fly from your face. This is my hope and my only comfort, to fly to you in all tribulation, to confide in you, and to call on you from the depths of my heart, and to await patiently for your consolation. A Prayer for Enlightening the Mind. Enlighten me, good Jesus, with the brightness of internal light, and take away all darkness from the habitation of my heart. Restrain my wandering thoughts, and suppress the temptations which attack me so violently. Fight strongly for me, and vanquish these evil beasts, the alluring desires of the flesh, so that peace may come through your power, and the fullness of your praise resound in the holy courts, which is a pure conscience. Command the winds and the tempests. Say to the sea, be still, and to the north wind, do not blow, and there will be a great calm. Send forth your light and your truth to shine on the earth, for I am as earth, empty and formless until you illumine me. Pour out your grace from above. Shower my heart with heavenly dew. Open the springs of devotion to water the earth, that it may produce the best of good fruits. Lift up my heart, pressed down by the weight of sins, and direct all my desires to heavenly things, that having tasted the sweetness of supernal happiness, I may find no pleasure in thinking of earthly things. Snatch me up, and deliver me from all the passing comfort of creatures, for no created thing can fully quiet and satisfy my desires. Join me to yourself in an inseparable bond of love, because you alone can satisfy him who loves you, and without you, all things are worthless. The 24th chapter. Avoiding curious inquiry about the lives of others. My child, do not be curious. Do not trouble yourself with idle cares. What matters this or that to you? Follow me. What is it to you that if a man is such and such, if another does or says this or that, you will not have to answer for others, but you will have to give an account of yourself. Why, then, do you meddle in their affairs? Behold, I know all men. I see everything that is done under the sun, and I know how matters stand with each, what is in his mind and what is in his heart, and the end to which his intention is directed. Commit all things to me, therefore, and keep yourself in good peace. Let him who is disturbed be as restless as he will. Whatever he has said or done will fall upon himself, for he cannot deceive me. Do not be anxious for the shadow of a great name, for the close friendship of many, or for the particular affection of men. These things cause distraction and cast great darkness about the heart. I would willingly speak my word and reveal my secrets to you, if you would watch diligently for my coming and open your heart to me. Be prudent, then. Watch in prayer, and in all things, humble yourself. End of part 20.